Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:46, 14 before 9, Zach Streif with the call. Yesterday here on WWL, we speak now to the other half of the best play-by-play and analyst team in the business, and that would be Deuce McAllister. Hey, Deuce, how you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Tom?
How can you not be happy? 5-1. Let me ask you this real quick. Last year after six games, and the bye week fell a little differently, but last year after six games, we were 5-1. This year after six games, we are 5-1. I understand that Drew is hurt, but I think we all know that Drew will be back in a blink of an eye. Why not the same feeling? Do you have any idea?
I think it's one, how you've done it. I think, you know, last year when you go back and you look at it, the offense was playing outstanding. You know, particularly right now, you were beating teams 30, 40 points. And right now, the way that you're beating teams is really with your defense being outstanding. I mean, you go back and look at the last three games, Tommy, they've held teams under 245 total yards. And really, last week, it was even lower than that. You gave up a lot of late yardage to Tampa Bay just because you wanted time to come off the clock in the fourth quarter. But this team has played really, really well, and I think, obviously, they're finding different ways to win. And, look, I know a lot of people are not pleased with Teddy's performance yesterday, and even he said, hey, look, I had some accuracy issues. I had to go over and tell Dennis Allen and that group, man, thank y'all. Y'all shouldn't have to carry us, but you did. And I think at the end of the day, they care about one thing, and that's winning football games.
Me too. So what did you think of Latavius Murray's performance?
You're really proud for him. I mean, and even though I know there's more for him to be had, you're proud for him because, A, his family welcomed in another little boy, their second son, so you're happy for him for that. But just to have that opportunity to go out and perform the way that he did, you know, I think it just shows that he's capable of being able to be a contributor to this team. You know that Allen was kind of banged up a little bit, had the ankle, and then I guess he tweaked his knee a little bit. He still was able to come out and perform. But Latavius is capable of having a bigger role, and obviously yesterday he played a big role in the Saints' victory.
He seems like the kind of guy that, and Mike Dettelier said this earlier, and I got that impression watching yesterday, he seems to need a lot of carries. Like, it gets him a little while to warm up, and then after he gets him, he starts going. You're a running back. What do you think?
Any running back wants the ball. I mean, so the more touches you can get as a running back, yes, you're all for it. But I don't think he necessarily needs the 15 to 20 touches. He would love to have that as far as a running back is concerned. I think for them, they want to close out drives. They have to do a better job of closing out drives when they get in the red zone and then being able to have a little balance. I mean, you go back and you look at that game, they only had 8 rushes in the first half. And so whether it's Alvin or whether it's Latavius, you want to run the ball more than 8 times in the first half. I think they had 22 passes in the first half. So I think there's a little balance where they could find some more opportunities in the first half to run the football.
You know, that being said, I watched the entire game, and I got to tell you, it got away from me that from the 6-minute, 9-second mark, Jacksonville didn't touch a ball.
Well, that's being able to close out a game. I mean, we've seen both teams early on, both of those groups, you know, you had 10-plus play drives. And so that being Jacksonville as well as the Saints. And so you're leaving the defense out there. But at the end of the day, the Saints offensively, they only had 66 offensive plays. And so there's more to be had. And I think, you know, when they go back and they look at the film today and, you know, just say, hey, look, guys, what can we do better? I think it starts in the red zone. Being more efficient in the red zone and coming away with a couple of touchdowns definitely helps you. But also, you know, when there's some opportunities to get convert on third downs, that's what they have to continue to be a little bit better at, that, you know, converting on third downs. And that's how you're going to get the number of plays up. And that's where everybody touches the ball a little bit more.
We mentioned the defense. Talk, if you will, Deuce, about the defensive line's performance, particularly Cam Jordan.
Well, Cam was able to get to the quarterback, and that was one of the things that Zach really highlighted going into the game. He's playing against a rookie tackle, a guy that I think it will be a pretty good player in the NFL. But going into that game, he had given up 4 sacks already at 7 false starts. 7 holding calls, penalties against him. And so I think Cam was finally able to get to him. And you go back and you look at it, the Saints sent pressure. They sent pressure. They were bringing a couple of zero blitzes a couple times. That means, everybody across the board as far as defenders, quarterbacks, there's no help. They sent pressure, and, I thought that Jacksonville did a pretty good job of blocking them up. And, Minshew was able to move in the pocket, but eventually they were able to collapse that pocket, and obviously Cam was able to come up with a few sacks.
I appreciate your time, Deuce. I really do. Anything else you wanted to add for us?
Nah, I think that coffee tastes pretty good this morning when the Saints victory. And, how about the Pelicans as well? Pelicans 4-0 in preseason, Tulane, only one loss, and LSU still undefeated. You got to love the sporting world in Louisiana.
It's a good weekend. Thank you, Deuce.
All right, thank you.
Great job on a call yesterday with Zach and Steve Geller on the sidelines, as always. All right, time now, WWL traffic.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.